1941, mm-hmm. you were working in Wahiawa, and the war broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Oh.
What were you doing?
When the Pearl Harbor, when they bombed the Pearl Harbor,
yeah.
the following day, we are assigned by the plantation to go and clean up the Darvis in Wheelerfield, Schofield. And that was the time when I was planning to work for the defense job. I was the assistant of our gang, you see. The foreman is our leading. I am his right hand, you see.
Who?
So who's the man?
Mr. Ipipanyo, that is Bisaya. Panyong, we call him Panyong. Cervantes, Mr. Cervantes.
Oh.
See.
And what was his position?
He was the foreman.
Oh.
Of what, Tata?
Of, in the field. But when we go to Schofield to clean the Darvis,
uh-huh.
he's our foreman.
Was the right hand man.
I'm his right hand.
Yeah.
Anything that he's going to let the other guys do that they cannot do, he send me. Just like when we are going to Schofield, they let us do any kind of work, you see. Clean the Darvis when they bomb that, and then clean the office of the officers. In the first day, plenty like to go and clean the office just like the janitor. But after that, they are afraid.
Because what? They
are afraid of the officers. You see, that's again.
So
I am forced to go. Mr. Cervantes sent me.
Was Mr. Cervantes a member of the Federation?
Oh, he's a member.
Yeah.
He's a member.
Material member or?
Oh, material.
Material.
Yeah.
So you went and cleaned the offices?
Yeah,
you
went to clean. After cleaning, I go and make a story with them.
Did you still have your long hair?
Oh yeah, I have my long hair at that time.
Do these officers or these Hollies ever tease you?
No.
But they ask you?
Do they ask you why you have long hair?
Oh, some of them ask me. But Hollies are not like Filipinos. They are respectful people. You see. When they want to know something, they gotta ask you. Just like when I went to take my citizenship.
What year was this?
That was 1948.
Uh-huh.
I put my long hair out. And they did not ask me about the questionnaires of citizenship. They asked me about long hair, and then I gave lecture to the examiner. So after that, okay. You see. Because when I start talking about the gun,
they cannot
prevent me from talking already.
So they say, okay, we give you your citizenship.
Those days, when I have long hair, even when I take my chauffeur lesson, I cannot drive good. But when I went to in the police station, when I go to the office, my long hair, when the chief police can see me,
what did you say?
They respect too much General Moncado in Honolulu because General Moncado had contributed lots of job to the Philippines. To the community in Honolulu. Mostly all the old-timers officers knew him. As I told you, when the officers can say, hey, come on, Moncado.
So when he calls you Moncado, he doesn't mean it to make you belittle.
No.
He's calling you that because that's what he thinks you should be called.
Because I'm the member of Moncado, so they call me Moncado.
Yeah.
See? So, what do you want? Well, I tell you.
When you, now, Tata, you were a member You moved to, where were you living all this time now? When you left Wahiwa and started to work for the army, were you an employee, an official, did you become an official employee of the U.S. government? Or a civilian?
Oh, I'm a civilian
employee. For
hire, I see. Yeah, I'm a civilian.
And how long did you work there during, from 19...
Oh, I work long time. That's the place where I started to take my trade as a carpenter. I work for the USED, that is US engineer, you see.
In 1941?
42.
42, okay.
After 1943.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved to Marine Air Force Base, you see.
Is that
in
Barbers
Point before, you know.
Yeah.
I was the first Filipino there who worked in the shop as a journeyman carpenter, you see.
Starting 1943?
45. To 1948.
Uh-huh.
And then I went, I worked for
Niviad. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor.
1948.
Mm-hmm.
Until?
Oh, 1948-49.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Guam. I was hired by the Navy, you see, as a carpenter, civilian employees.
From 49?
49 to 51.
51,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I come back again, and then I work for Hickam Field. Box maker.
Uh-huh. So your
comfort.
Salary was coming from the U.S. government then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm a civilian for it.
Right, yeah. So in Schofield you worked until?
Hickam.
Hickam
you were box maker.
Yeah, yeah. Carpenter, box maker.
Yeah.
Wooden boxes.
Mm-hmm. Create a carpenter.
Crates.
Oh, yeah, the carpenter, yeah.
Until when, Tata?
Until, what year is that?
You started in 51.
51 to 1955, and then I went to Navy Yard again.
Pearl Harbor again?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then Hickam. Because in Pearl Harbor, when you got a job there, I did not serve in the U.S. Army or Navy like that.
Uh-huh.
When some servicemen wanted to work in the Navy, they can take our position.
Oh.
And then they are going to give us a lower rate again. See, that is why. They bump me. They bump us.
Bump, yeah.
Yeah, bump us. So after that, I was tired of to be bumped and bumped, so I went to work for a contractor already outside.
What year was that you finally quit the government?
I quit. That was early fought in 19... After 1950, before the master died. See.
Some 1956, somewhere.
Yeah, 50, yeah. After 1950.
And then you worked for a contractor in Honolulu?
Yeah, in Honolulu.
Which contractor?
Oh, mostly the big contractor, Hirano Brothers, Hawaiian Rigging, A. Black.
You would move around from job to job?
Yeah, from
and
job
to job. Contractor
to
contractor.
Are you a union member?
Yeah, I'm a union member.
So that's how you would get the contract?
Mm-hmm. After the job is finished,
uh-huh.
If the contractor has no more job ready
mm-hmm.
for you to move, they will give your last check,
mm-hmm.
then go to the union.
Mm-hmm.
I am very friendly with the union officers,
uh-huh.
and I'll be there today in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I will go right to the union, and the following day I will go to work again,
uh-huh.
because being a carpenter, I am not only carpenter for one kind of job, I am all around.
Mm.
If I want a job, any kind of job that is open, I can take him because I know. But some carpenters, if they are foam carpenter, they are only waiting for the foam work.
Oh, yeah.
If they are a finisher, they are only waiting for the finish.
Yeah.
If a cabinet, they are only waiting for the cabinet.
When did you join the union, Tata?
Oh, 1956. saving, I think.
Not until you started doing your contracting work.
Until
you wouldn't have had a reason before that.
Because when I was working in the civil service as carpenter, like the time when I'm going to Guam, Guadalajara, Johnson Island, those are non-unions.
Did anyone in the union ever bother you about being a member of the Federation?
No, they don't bother me.
They don't bother you.
Until when did... Go ahead, Tara, you were going to say.
Some are trying to lower the Federation, but they cannot do that when they are going to talk personally to me. Because when this is something, hey, you poho, you are just give your money to Moncado. And they said, well, it is from my heart.
Yeah.
I told them.
But they are aware of that, that you've given a lot of money by you. I don't mean just you, but Moncado.
Yeah. They know that Moncado is taking the members' money. Yeah, that is true. But he's not forcing us to take our money. It is from our heart. So you cannot say anything to him. We give our money because we know that he's doing our money in a good way. We know that he's doing our money in a good way and for our benefit. And true to the work of General Moncado in Hawaii, I think you one of the one beneficiaries of what he have done in Hawaii. See? So I told them. Because he had given lots of idea to the governor of government officials in Hawaii for the progress of the Hawaiian island. Just like one time he said to strike in Maui that the one going to settle the strike cannot do it. Anyway, plenty anti-Filipinos against him. They are with arms when they know that the General Moncado went to the strike place where the people strike. But when they were there, they no can talk. You see? And he let the striker go back to work. Because that is one thing our the general told us, not to join the strike if possible, or union. But I see union is not so serious because union, as long as they are doing their right as a union, not going too much pressure, union is good. Because when there is no union, only few Filipinos can have a job as carpentry. You see, mostly Japanese, because mostly Japanese are contractor.
What is the reason that Dr. Moncado gave for you not to join the union in the strike?
Well, because she know that the union usually form a strike, you see. But that's the reason, you see. But to my understanding, joining the union is not bad too, you see. Like the carpenter union, they are not going to strike if the capitalists or the contractor are doing right. But if they are doing wrong, well, we are forced to strike. See? That is the reason. If possible, the general does not like that we will be on a strike.
When you joined the contractor, Tata, as a carpenter, and when did you stop working, or did you retire?
Now.
Yeah.
I retired now.
When did you retire? What year?
1976.
76?
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah.
Only three years ago.
Yeah.
So up until 1976, you continued to work as a carpenter on various contracting developments?
No, I'm not working in the contracting business now, in the contractor now. small job I work.
Okay, when did you stop working for the contractor?
1976.
Oh, 76, yeah.
Okay. And then you still work, if people call you, they need carpentry job, you work, you go.
Yeah, now, because my profession for my extra money, when I retire, is picking up the sewage. But now no more sewage, so...
Limo.
Yeah. How can we pay money with limo?
Really?
Sure, but now no more limo.
Where you pick up limo? In Ever Beach?
No. Kanyuhi.
Kanyuhi.
But now no more. Well, to maintain and help my pension is to work, because you stay home, you cannot receive anything.
Yeah.
So, if there are some job, I go work, because I'm able to work yet.
That's why I saw you with Mr. Ramos at the time.
No, Mr. Ramos, I went to work with him in the yard.
Uh-huh.
But yard, 2 days, I work in the yard only $38.
Uh-huh. But job. If you're a carpenter, much.
If I go take limo,
yeah.
Half day, I got that $50 already.
Really? Who buys the limo?
Oh, I go to the wholesale.
Hotel.
I am the original. I am the first guy among all the Filipinos who are picking limo now,
yeah,
to supply the wholesale.
How many pounds of limo can you get? Like,
now it is very hard to take.
Before
I can take 200 one day.
One day?
Yeah.
$200 worth?
No, because...
200 pounds?
Yeah, 200 pounds.
Wow.
But those days, when there are plenty of limo, it costs only 60 cents a pound. Now no more limo. Now is the price $2 half now. You see.
If somebody just used to give me limo from Ever Beach.
Why is there no more limo? Because everyone was taking it out?
Plenty guys will pick up limo, and I think the weather.
The weather?
So, the weather. Because in 1976 it is like this, no more limo. I think about the weather. So
that's how we should continue. It's already past 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
And we're only halfway.
Yeah.
Not finished yet, because many questions yet.
I think it's late now.
Because I have family also, my daughter.